Madison police estimated yesterday's crowd had 60,000 people outside, with another 8,000 in the Capitol. What will come of all the attention remains unclear. Governor Scott Walker remains firm on his proposal, and yesterday Senate Republican Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said his members have no plans to bargain. But union members and supporters are visibly fired up. Ellsworth teacher Shelley Moore says these rallies give her chills.
It reminds me of the things that my father and my grandfather fought for when they were union members in the early days in Wisconsin.
Moore says she hopes there are still some senators willing to bargain.
But barring that, I know I'm ready to organize.
Peter Sobel of Monona works for the University of Wisconsin and would be affected by the pension and benefit concessions in Walker's bill. But he says he's most worried about how ending collective bargaining will affect his local school district, where Sobel is on the school board.
I butt heads with the teachers' unions, but I don't question for a minute their right to be at the table, to negotiate, to work things out with us.
While yesterday's rally was overwhelmingly pro-union, the Virginia-based Tea Party group Americans for Prosperity held a smaller pro-Walker event in a fenced-off area of the Capitol Square. Joe Kopitz from Exonia, Wisconsin, said teachers have the right to fight for what they want, but that they let schools down when they walk out to protest.
I think it's going to backfire on them. I think eventually people are going to get tired of teachers acting this way.
Despite the huge numbers at yesterday's protest and the emotional punch behind this issue, neither Madison police nor State Capitol police reported any arrests. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.